Well, this morning I've got Tom Morfitt with me. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Steve. Great to be here. Yeah. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday, indeed. Big doings tonight. You're here representing the Southeast Alaska State Fair. Do you have a job there? Or?
Well, I'm a chief cook and bottle washer. No, I'm just a volunteer.
I see.
I've helped out with the kids' fair for years, but just a at-large volunteer, really.
So all this stuff you've been doing is just out of the goodness of your heart.
Well, the fair has... I just love the fair because it's just a place that, you know, the whole community gets together. You see people from kind of all walks of life, and it's just, you know, kind of a special place in my heart. So I help them out.
Worth it to you, then. Worth it to, for everybody. Now, you're here to talk to us about the fair, and the big thing going on tonight is a spring fling is happening tonight at 5 p.m. at the Klondike Saloon.
Woohoo!
Tell me about the spring fling.
Well, it's a big old barbecue and dance down there at the Klondike. It's traditionally with horseshoes, but, of course, this year it's horseshoe pits 4 or 5 foot under snow, so who knows, we might have snow cones,
snowshoes,
snowball fights, or snowshoes, or something. I don't know that we have it figured out yet, but we'll have something going there. But the big barbecue with chicken, salmon burgers, doggies, a couple different kinds of salad for a plate dinner. $10 for a plate dinner, and the music is free. If you're a fair member or you become a member, dinner's $5.
If you're not a member already, you can go to the event tonight, 5 o'clock. Become a member, and then just for an extra $5, you're into the party.
And you're eligible for door prizes.
Right. If you're not a member, you can still go and spend the $10. No door prizes.
No, you're out of door prize luck, but you can get, for $10 plate dinner and good music and a good time. Kind of kicks off the summer season out there on the fairgrounds.
So you told us about the menu and possible activities and door prizes and music. Who's playing?
Well, it's the Chilkat Grass Revival, which I think is...
Who is that?
Chris and Lindy from up the road. And I imagine some other noted folks just back from the Folk Fest ready for some picking and grinning.
Right.
And other thing we want to mention is that this event, the Spring Fling, is kind of the capper on our month-long membership drive. If you get a family membership, you get 2 free-day passes for the fair. And we have other...
Plus a $5 entry into the Spring Fling tonight.
Exactly, the $5 plate meal. We also have perks for business members and Blue Ribbon members and all that. So there are some little goodies you get for being a member. Plus, you get to see all your groovy friends out there at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, becoming a member is really helpful throughout the year.
The fair is back on its feet. We had a couple of struggling years, but we're back on our feet, and we need these memberships to show potential funding sources and grant sources that people are members, that people do invest a little bit of their time and money into holding a membership in the fair, coming to the meetings, and whatnot. So it's really important that if you like the fair, you like going to the fair, that become a member, and it makes us look good to the people who we're going to get a lot more money from.
So, that's the same thing here at KHNS. The more memberships we have, the easier it is to get the grants.
Exactly.
And that sort of thing.
And it shows buy-in from the community.
Right. People are interested. So, yeah, they're not wasting their money.
And, you know, the fair, this also kind of kicks off our season out there. There's going to be disc golf. I don't know what the farmer's market, if that's going to happen this year.
I think that takes, they have to wait for some actual stuff to be farmed first.
Right. I imagine here in a few weeks you'll see the community gardeners out there at the fairgrounds. That's a pretty neat area that they've developed the last couple of years. In May, we're going to have the beer festival again. And it's got the 5th annual Great Alaska Craft Beer and Homebrew Festival. That's a big deal.
That's the 5th? That's got to be like the 15th
or something. 15th, yeah.
I was going to say, I've been going for longer than 5 years to that.
Yeah. That's the oldest beer festival in the state, actually, and probably second best known after the big barley wine festival they have up in Anchorage. Then in June, we have the riders coming through, the Yukon, Ride Yukon motorcycle event.
Yeah.
It's going to be coming through. And then the fair is July 26th, July 29th. I just like to put a plug in always when I talk about the fair for folks to put together or wrap up their little winter projects for exhibits at the fair. This is the time of year when we're still not really out of the house too much to work on that crocheted pillowcase or your piece of woodworking and get that ready so you don't have to worry about it in the middle of the summer. The exhibits are a great, kind of the soul of the fair, and we'd like to remind people about getting those in. A lot of times what happens is the fair will be starting up and people will say, oh, geez, I meant to do this. And part of the blame falls, I think, on our shoulders for not always reminding people enough, oh, yeah, work on your exhibit. And people, if you have a good photo you really like, enter that in photography. You got a really made a really great case of salmon last year. You can enter that in the canned food competition. Just about everything that you might do in your pastime qualifies in one form or another as an exhibit at the fair. So,
well, like you said, you know, it's that time of year where you're still kind of trapped inside part of the time. But, you know, as soon as that sky opens up, then there's no more time for working on these projects anymore. Now it's all outdoor building, tearing something down, rebuilding something, fishing for something. You know, it's just...
Yeah. And if you have an outbuilding, maybe they collapse under the weight of snow, you could enter that as an abstract art form.
Sure.
Or
at least a photo of it.
Or, yeah, something that you uncover on maybe underneath that 5 feet of snow.
Always amazing what turns up in your yard each year. Like, oh, I don't remember leaving that there. Or I was wondering where that was.
It could be,
sometimes it's a car.
It would be a real study in archaeology here. There's a couple on the ride home that I saw. There was a car that just became exposed this past week. It's like, wow, who knew?
It's been there all that time. Yeah.
So anyway, folks coming back. The summer folks are coming back, and we hope to see them out there at the spring fling. It's this time of year. It's yeah, everything's coming back to kind of a higher level of activity.
Sure.
And this is kind of shake some of the winter cobwebs out a little bit and get cranked for the season.
Right, right. And speaking of the season, you mentioned all these events that are coming up, and I know that it's just a big push for volunteers, especially at the fair itself, but I know that UConn Ride's going to need a lot of volunteers. The Brew Fest is going to need volunteers. And a lot of this stuff, it seems like at the last minute, you know, we're always getting like a listener personal down here. We need more volunteers. And really, if you're ready to commit to something like that, you could do that now and say, I will be your guy a month from now or even 2 months from now.
Yeah.
You're always looking for volunteers. You take them now, even just to kind of get that list started.
Yeah. And the thing I would like to impress on people is, you know, find something you like to do. You know, I've done the kids' fair out there for years just because I kind of like that little scene at the fair and the kids painting and doing their crafts and whatnot. And there's all kinds of opportunities out there. There's our gardens around the grounds. Landscaping always needs done. If you have a hobby and, you know, you have a feeling of maybe wanting to help out, you know, direct your volunteering towards something you want to do or something you'd like to do, because none of us want to spend our time volunteering at things that we're not good at or
not interested
or
in
not
at all.
Interested in. So yeah. Think of something you like
I'm
to do.
I'm interested in a lot of things that I'm not good at.
Yeah, we'd rather have the people who are good at painting paint.
Right, than the gardener's painting and the painter's gardening.
Yeah.
And the, right.
But
although I know there's a lot of people that are multi-talented out there. So.
Yeah, as Dick Flagel once said to me, he said, you know, Tom, there's people in this town who are really talented, and then there's guys like you and me that have to work for a living.
Right, or organize those talented people into a group.
Right, into a group effort.
Right.
And but that is something that the fair, for years, really was built with volunteer labor. Those Leo Smith, I'm thinking, used to go out there with equipment and make sure that the electrical ran to the food booths, and all kinds of folks have spent, you know, 20 to 30 years out there, and some of those folks now are up in years, so I guess we're calling the younger generation folks, you know, maybe under 40, to kind of step up to the plate and keep this thing going. It really is a family event and a community event. And it's something of the shine on the apple for our community to have people come here from other parts of Southeast to participate in it.
Right, absolutely. It's a big deal. And glad to see it coming around again, too. I mean, there were a couple tough... I don't think there's been a bad one since I've been to one, but there were some tough things behind the scenes.
Yeah. The, you know, just the community, this Haynes endeavors to do a lot. You know, we take on different events every year, it seems like. And So it's always going to be a battle in Haynes keeping different events and organizations afloat. But Haynes always manages to rise to the occasion. And I guess this year we're hoping to get, and last year that was so true. We had people really come out the last month before the fair and really help us put on a great show. And this year we want to kind of start that a little bit earlier.
Good idea. If somebody wants to become a volunteer or get their membership in, any questions in general, they can give a call down there at the office.
766-2476 is the fair's number. And then our website is SEAK Fair, Southeast Alaska Fair.org. And the website's really being updated this year. You can see, get information on the musical acts and whatnot. So bookmark that as one of your favorite websites. And usually during that weekend, there's so much going on, you almost need a schedule of, okay,
right,
I want to do this, then I want to get over here for this, or a barbecue going outside somewhere, and then you're going to get back. And we hope to make that all readily available through the website this year.
Great. So, again, the Spring Fling is tonight. That's both the capper for the membership drive and kind of the spring opener at the same time for a great another season at the fairgrounds. And tonight, 5 o'clock, Klondike Saloon. Come on down.
All right. We hope to see everybody there, and we're going to have a big old heap of barbecue and potato salad. So get there early.
Tastes like summer already.
I can smell it sizzling on the grill.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
All right. Thanks, Steve.